You're listening to The Hit List with me, Numi, and I'm joined by Zara Larsson. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm having a good day. I took a nap before this for like an hour. It was banging.
I feel like an hour nap can be quite dangerous because sometimes it's a little too long. Sometimes you wake up and you go, who am I? What year is this? I feel sick.
You gotta split it. So sometimes you can wake up like all anxious and even more tired. But I set the timer for 25 minutes and then I, you know, kind of woke up a little bit and then I set it for another 25. And I feel like that saved me.
I've done this before as well, a coffee nap. So you have a coffee and then you nap.
Oh.
And then the coffee wakes you up.
And then you wake up. Wow, smart.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Tip. Tip for tours. So we spoke in January off the back, like just after you'd released Can't Tame Her, which is obviously just blown up everywhere. How has it been the past couple of months?
So fun. It's just nice to come back with new music and hear that people are enjoying it and liking it because that's what you want when you release something. And just knowing that I'm doing something that people enjoy and want to listen to and dance to and sing along with. So it makes me excited to release more stuff. And it makes me feel really good just knowing that I have the support of, you know, like radio stations and people streaming the song. I'm so excited to go out on my little festival summer tour and just play it for people live. But of course, it feels absolutely amazing. I mean, I've never been shy to say that what I want is to just for as many people as possible to come to my shows. And I'm seeing Beyonce perform like her stadium tour and Taylor Swift is out now on her stadium tour. And it's just like really inspiring to see that all these women are just killing it. And like, I really want that to be me one day, you know?
Yeah.
And it all starts with a song.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I saw that you went to see Beyonce, like it was the first night of the show, right? Stockholm. How was that?
It was absolutely wild to see it first night because, you know, now I obviously know what's going to happen. But even if I didn't go to the Stockholm show, I would have known because I would have seen it all over my TikTok and all over my Instagram and Twitter. And just like, I would have known what was up. Mm. But being the first people to see it was a bit overwhelming. Like I could barely take in anything that was happening because first of all, she has no budget. Like it's so many things that are going on. You are never bored for 1 second. And the visuals are stunning. All the dancers, the little robot arms that's like fanning her. It's just like things on things on things on things. But then I went the second night and that was really good because then I could really take it in and just like melt it a bit in my brain and just remember all the little things. But everybody who knows me know that that's my number one girly. Like she's just so inspirational and just the best.
The goat. Like,
simply the best. Yeah.
What was one thing that you saw that you were like, when I go on tour, I want to do something like this?
I mean, what really blows me away every time is just honestly the vocals. And it was really cocky that she started the whole thing with like four slow songs. And I love that. She just wanted to remind us like, okay, I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of dancing, but don't forget, I'm a vocalist. And that's really why we're all there because she is so brilliant at singing. So sure, you can have all these really amazing stuff and a glitter horse and a tank and all the people around you. But when it really comes down to it, she is just an amazing, amazing vocalist and performer. And when you have that, everything else is just like an add-on. So I think it just inspired me to like really give my all at rehearsal, to just try to sing my best, of course. Just that she is so good, just her. Like I would have been completely satisfied, truly, if what she did was to just sing the songs like in a long dress. I would have been like, this is amazing. So just to really make sure that I can't be too reliant on like my dancers and everything that's going on around me, because it's about you, baby girl. It's about what you bring.
You're
to the
star.
Stage. And that's how I want everybody to feel. You know, I want my band to feel the same and my dancers to feel like, okay, like it's about what I'm going to bring my A game. I'm going to bring the best energy that I can bring. And that's when it becomes like amazing. So, very inspiring, actually. Mm. Yeah.
Well, your live vocals are also absolutely insane. I'm not going to name any names because it is another radio station, but I did hear your live performance from very recently and it was iconic. So, yeah. So I can feel the inspiration.
Yeah. No, truly. I mean, I love to sing. It's what I do. It brings me so much joy just like being on. I love to be in the studio. I love to do press and promo. I really do. I love to do shoots and that. But why I'm doing all of those things is so I can be on stage and like sing in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
That's really my one true love.
There's just something so, it's like you can't even describe it, that feeling of any kind of live environment when there's just a crowd literally feeding off of a person's energy. And like sometimes it trips me out when I think about, you know, someone having a beautiful voice and just belting out and how that makes you feel. It's like, wow, humans are crazy.
I know. And it's so cute. Like I thought about that because I love to go to shows. Like I love to be in the audience. I love to go to festivals. I love to go to concerts. And I was just looking around. I'm like, oh, it's so cute how humans are just like, we are going to watch somebody like sing and dance for us.
Yeah.
And then you go and you're like, I'm entertained now. Like, it's so nice. I just think it's something that we've done for probably all throughout human history, like for thousands and thousands of years. And it is it's almost spiritual, like being in this really big room or on a big field with thousands of other people and singing along with them. And just like, it just gives you all the endorphins and feel good chemicals in your brain and body. And that I can be that for people for a little minute. It's definitely like a very special job to have.
Mm.
And I just love the whole concept of like people showing up to a concert and like, we're going to have a good time. I just think it's so cute.
It's amazing. I love it. KMFM.
This is the hit list.
KMFM.
Right, okay. We're going to stop talking about Beyonce now. We're going to talk about you. You're the star.
Yeah.
let's talk about your new single, End of Time. First of all, I love it. I feel like the music that you're making at the moment is so cinematic. It's just so big.
Yes.
And
It is cinematic. It's funny you say that. No one's ever said that. I've said it plenty of times, but I think it's very cinematic. I think End of Time it takes you on a journey. Like it starts off kind of slow when it pulls you in, and then it goes somewhere, and then it like explodes, and then it pulls you back into the second verse, and it's like, oh, the snare, you know. So when I heard that song, I knew I wasn't gonna make like my typical in a studio like just dancing. Even though I love that, love to keep it sleek and sexy, I wanted to tell a story with the song because I feel like it deserves that and it fits it really well. And one of my favorite types of music videos are always stories that you emotionally connect to.
Yeah.
Like Never Forget You was one of my personal favorites, or a symphony.
Yeah.
Something you can relate to, or just you just feel the characters. So also, End of Time is very passionate. It's a love song about loving someone until the end of time. A bit more serious than Can't Tame Her. But it's such a beautiful lyrics in the song. And instead of like, you know, like me and like my boyfriend, I'm like, I love you. I want it to be a different love story.
Yeah.
So a story about loving. I do, like we talked about, like loving my job, loving to perform and sing and dance, and the fact that I've been loving it since I was very, very little, and just standing in my room in front of the mirror, dancing, singing to myself in my own little world. And I wanted to capture that with having a version of myself, I guess. Mm. A younger version of myself, and then being kind of like the Christmas spirit in her life. Cause you know, it's so beautiful being like a young child and having these big dreams, because no one can stop you. No one can tell you that, like, oh, this is not going to happen. Like, when you're a kid, anything is possible. And then it's just so nice to look back at myself and think all the things that I wanted to do. And now I'm kind of doing it. Like, it makes me feel kind of emotional and really proud. So yeah, I just love the song and the video, and just, I'm really excited for the summer and the album. I think it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah. When I first watched the music video, it actually really made me emotional as well. Like that story of it, and I kind of saw it as well as, of like nurturing the opportunity that we obviously don't get to nurture your younger self, you know, how would you treat yourself younger? Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. So I loved it. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, thank you.
Is the rest of the album kind of following this cinematic feel, this big sound?
I think it's definitely bigger than my previous album. There's a lot of ups and downs. It's way more dynamic. And it's way more like vocal. Mm. Like I would say I'm like singing a lot more. Like I'm using my voice in a different way, I would say, on the new album. And there's this sonically, it's everywhere. It is. Yeah, it doesn't have a red thread. Sonically, which is very me. Like it doesn't. I spoke to Rick Knowles, who I've done many songs with on the record. And I was like, you know, what do I want? Like, what kind of sound do I want? He's like, who cares? Like, just make really good songs. And the red thread is your voice and like your emotions and your storytelling. And because sometimes, you know, you want to be a wild girl and you want to go out and like no one can tame me and wow, wow, wow. And then sometimes you feel small and vulnerable and you want to cry next to a piano, and that's going to be in there. And sometimes you want to go out clubbing and you want to be sassy, and then you have like, I don't, it's just life, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what the album, something for everyone on there.
I'm so excited, and I love to hear that we're going to hear more of your voice, because like I said, you have such a great voice. So, and you can bring the dance bangers as well, but we like the variety of life.
Yeah.
Where are you most looking forward to performing this summer?
I'm looking very much forward to do my hometown, Lollapalooza. I'm doing the headlining, the Stockholm show there, which is always nice, you know, to play for your friends and family and your city. And then I'm looking very much forward to go down to Spain, Malta. It's going to be a first. I'm quite excited about that. Because the sad part about touring, a regular tour, is that you're on the stage and then you're on the bus. Yeah. And then you go to the next place and you're on the stage. And you go on the bus. Like, you actually don't see the places at all. But when you tour for the festival, you usually maybe do 1-3 shows a week, which always happens on the weekends because that's when, you know, the festivals are happening. And then when the last show of the weekend is done, you can stay for 2 days.
Yeah, and enjoy
just,
it.
Take in the city and enjoy the food and enjoy, like the place you're at. So I'm just going to try to do that as much as possible, which is going to be amazing. But I'm looking forward to every stop of the way, performing wise. And then after summer, it's album time.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah.
So we don't have a date yet, do we, for album release?
We don't, no.
Can you give us a season?
I want to say fall, like autumn.
Okay.
I want to say that.
We can rock out with pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah. Hopefully the snow won't fall before.
Okay.
I'm ready. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. Have a great time festival season this summer well. And
thank you.
We're going to play your new song now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yay. This is Zara Larsson, and this is my new song, End of Time, on KMFM.